actually. Have we got the master himself, John Sims, for a little chat now?
I don't know how this is meant to reflect on what's just happened.
Oh, no, what's happened?
But John's got to take his kids to school.
He's never going to speak to me again.
Drop them off at the pool?
No, take them to school.
I thought we were going to have a little chat with him and chat about, you know, the returning as the master and Doctor Who, and he's in this play as well. He's working very hard. And also thank him for being such a good sport.
Well, look, let's not read between the lines, but, you know, maybe the play
was... It's embarrassing for David that his co-star that he dragged into doing this has hung up.
Yeah.
Maybe the play was a little bit longer than John was anticipating, and it's, you know...
2 minutes.
Well, it's taking him 45 minutes to get his kids to school.
Yeah. The reviews are pouring in. Them, David. That was the worst version of Doctor Who ever, from Harry, aged 14. David, that was hilarious. Poor John.
Yes.
Did seem to be in physical pain at times.
Yes, well...
Yeah. No one knows what to say.
Can I apologise for the late sound effect of the comedy punch?
Well, you can apologise. I think it probably needs to be a bit more than just the sound effect of the punch being 3 seconds late.
Well, I don't see what I've got to apologise for the rest of it for, because it's composed
We need someone to blame.
Yeah.
We need
a scapegoat.
Yes, it's going to have to be you.
I've got John Sims, I'm going to speak to me again. I need someone
to blame. He ain't going to take that call. Have you heard that? They're going to do part two tomorrow, Johnny.
My kids need taken to school again.
Oh, boy. It's good to travel. It's Maggie Doyle with the travel.